Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for PagerDuty, the go-to platform for digital operations management. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into a tech stock with a unique niche, you're in the right place. Today, we're breaking down PagerDuty's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to see if it's a worthy addition to your portfolio. Let's dive in with a quick overview of who they are and what's been happening with them lately. PagerDuty operates in the software as a service space, specifically focusing on incident response and digital operations management. They help businesses keep their digital services running smoothly by managing alerts, incidents, and workflows. Think of them as the first responders for IT crises. They're part of the broader technology sector, sitting in a specialized corner of the software industry. With a solid market cap and a growing customer base, they've carved out a decent position, but it's not all smooth sailing, as we'll see. Now, let's touch on some recent buzz. Based on the latest updates, PagerDuty has been making headlines with their Q4 and full fiscal year 2025 earnings call, showing a 9% year-over-year revenue growth. That's a steady climb, and they're touting improvements in their platform capabilities and sales execution. Performance-wise, their stock has shown mixed results across different timeframes, with some shorter-term gains but longer-term challenges when compared to industry benchmarks. Their sector and industry are also seeing dynamic shifts, and PagerDuty's performance seems to lag behind some of the hotter players in tech over the past few years. So, with that backdrop, let's get into the meat of our SWOT analysis and see what's driving this company and what could trip it up. Strengths. First off, that 9% annual revenue growth from the latest earnings call is a solid sign. For a company in the SaaS space, consistent top-line growth shows they're expanding their customer base and likely retaining existing clients. They mentioned in their earnings call that they're enhancing platform capabilities, which suggests they're not just resting on their laurels, but actively innovating. Another plus is their focus on a niche but critical area, incident response. As businesses go more digital, the need for reliable IT operations management is only growing. PagerDuty's specialized offering gives them a strong foothold in a market that's not oversaturated with direct competitors. Looking at their financials, they've got a decent current ratio and quick ratio, indicating they can cover short-term liabilities without breaking a sweat. Liquidity isn't a glaring issue here, which is always a green flag for long-term investors like us who hate nasty surprises. Lastly, their gross profit margin is holding up well compared to industry standards. This tells me they're managing costs effectively while scaling revenue, a balancing act not every tech company pulls off. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. PagerDuty isn't without its flaws. One red flag is their net profit margin. It's not where you'd want it to be for a company at this stage. They're growing revenue, sure, but translating that into bottom-line profits seems to be a struggle. This could spook investors looking for efficiency. Their debt-to-equity ratio also raises an eyebrow. It's not catastrophic, but it's higher than I'd like for a tech firm that should be lean and agile. Carrying too much debt can limit flexibility for future investments or weather downturns, and that's something to watch. Performance-wise, when I look at their longer-term returns, like over the past 5 years, they're underperforming compared to their industry and sector averages. The tech space is cutthroat, and PagerDuty seems to be lagging behind the high flyers. That's a concern for anyone banking on market-beating returns. Lastly, their return on equity isn't exactly setting the world on fire. It suggests they're not generating as much profit from shareholders' investments as some of their peers, which could signal inefficiencies in how they're deploying capital. Opportunities. On the brighter side, there's plenty of runway for PagerDuty to grow. The digital transformation trend isn't slowing down anytime soon. Every company, from small startups to massive enterprises, needs robust IT operations tools. PagerDuty's earnings call highlighted their push to expand their customer base, and if they execute well, they could capture a bigger slice of this expanding pie. They're also focusing on enhancing sales execution, which could mean better penetration into untapped markets or verticals. If they can refine their go-to-market strategy, we might see accelerated growth in the next few quarters, something to keep an eye on for short-term pops that align with our long-term hold strategy. Geographically, their revenue segments show they've got room to grow internationally. If they can crack regions where digital adoption is ramping up, that could be a game changer for their top line over the next few years. Valuation-wise, their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to some overblown tech stocks. It's not dirt cheap, but it's not in nosebleed territory either, suggesting there's room for upside if they deliver on growth expectations. For long-term investors, this could be a sweet spot to build a position. Threats. Now let's talk about the risks, and there are a few. The tech sector is notoriously competitive, and while PagerDuty has a niche, they're not immune to bigger players or innovative startups muscling in. If a heavyweight decides to bundle incident response into a broader suite, PagerDuty could lose market share fast. Industry performance data shows that their sector is volatile, with significant swings in shorter timeframes. That kind of unpredictability can spook retail investors and lead to sell-offs, even if the fundamentals are sound. You've got to have a strong stomach to ride out those waves. Another concern is their reliance on continuous innovation. They've got to keep pouring money into R&D to stay relevant, and as we saw with their capital expenditure in the cash flow statements, that's not cheap. If they slip up on product updates or fail to meet customer expectations, they could lose their edge. Finally, macroeconomic headwinds can't be ignored. Rising interest rates or a slowdown in enterprise IT spending could hit their growth story hard. Their earnings call didn't mention any specific concerns here, but as long-term investors, we need to factor in the broader environment. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. PagerDuty presents a mixed bag for long-term investors. On one hand, they've got a solid niche, steady revenue growth, and a clear path to capitalize on digital transformation trends. On the other, profitability challenges, debt levels, and competitive pressures are real hurdles that could cap their upside if not addressed. For me, this stock is a watch closely rather than a buy now. If they can improve margins and show stronger outperformance against their industry, I'd be more bullish. Short term, keep an eye on how their sales execution plays out in the next couple of quarters. It could signal whether they're ready to break out or if they'll keep lagging. Thanks for tuning into this SWOT breakdown on PagerDuty. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected with MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on PagerDuty in the comments. Do you see it as a hidden gem or a pass for now? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.